countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, they're a bit late this year, but in County Limerick, Catherine Quinn and her granddaughter Hannah have been planting potatoes. The rituals of the season open a store of memories and reconnect both Hannah and Catherine to the past.
We have put one at the very end.
Go on, do. We'll see. You don't waste an inch when it comes to potatoes, do you know that? I love kind of the black richness of the soil and putting
and
them
the
in.
The feel of it. The feel of it. It's lovely.
It just crumbles in your hand at the minute. The reason why I'm so late putting the main crop into the ground is because they're a fancy blight-resistant variety. Because, like all Irish people, I live in fear of blight. So they took a bit longer to chit. Is this how you would have done it when you were planting potatoes as a child?
Well, no. I suppose from the point of view that my father would open the drills with a horse and plough. And we plant half an acre at least, or maybe more, to feed the family for a whole year.
Great-grandpa went away to England at one stage to work, because he had to work on the railroads because there wasn't enough money coming in. I mean, what did that do to the whole dynamic?
Well, my brother, at I suppose the age of 11 or 12, he took over doing... he took over the ploughing.
Would you just have only potatoes in the course of a day?
Sometimes, yes. Do you know, we would have bacon and cabbage for the main meal and with potatoes. But then on occasions we would just have potatoes, a big pot of potatoes.
One big pot of potatoes in the middle of the table.
Yes.
And
yes.
Nine children reaching out to get them.
Yes. And my mother would if it was a big pot, she would just lift the pot and just tip them onto the middle of the table. And we'd all dive in. We'd be sitting there ready to go. And you'd absolutely make sure you wouldn't miss dinner time, because if you did... you'd go hungry, probably.
I mean, great-granny, she sounds like such a tough woman. And I think of her every year when we're planting potatoes, because of that story that you told me when she was out working in the fields and she realised that she was having a miscarriage.
Yes, that's right. I remember that, maybe because... probably because I'm the eldest, and also because I was with her at the time. So we were planting potatoes, and she became aware that something was wrong, and she indicated to me that we'd have to go back to the house.
How did she know that something was wrong? Well, did she kind of cry out? Was it sore?
No, she didn't cry out, but, you know, it was obvious, you know, from her legs, down her legs, you know, it was obvious something was very, very wrong.
Was she bleeding?
Yes. So she indicated to me that we'd have to go back to the house. I just have this memory of her propping up the bottom of the bed, lifting it up slightly, and she went to bed for a day or two. I'm not sure what her idea was about propping up the bed, whether she knew something that I didn't know or what. I really don't know about that. But she went to bed for a day or two. I think the other children in the house didn't even know what was going on. And then after that, didn't go to see a doctor. Didn't seem to, as if she told anybody, really. And she carried on as normal.
Was great-grandpa away at that stage?
He was, actually.
So she was by herself?
She was by herself, yes, he was away, yes. He was. So,
I mean, were you upset?
I can't say that I was, really. I didn't really understand, do you know?
I always think of her. I always think about how strong she was, how strong you are.
She was, yeah. She loved you. You were her.
That's our first great grandchild. I didn't have much competition.
No, you didn't. Because she didn't have any more before she died. You were the only one. So yeah, she was very careful of you. And I remember the first time she took you for a walk in the pram. Oh, and she was so proud. And I can still see her to this day with the pram, and she was all business, and, you know, off she went with her pram down the avenue, and it was so lovely. But I can just see her gait, I suppose you'd call it, you know, as she pushed her pram with confidence and pride. It was lovely. It's 29 years now since she passed away, and I just can't believe that much time has gone by and that I'm the same age as she was when she died. I'm very aware of that for some reason. I don't know why. I suppose it's a natural thing to think of. But, yeah. We had lots of happy times here. And she just loved this place. And I feel her presence. Whatever's in it. Do you know, I feel a connection with her.
Well done. Okay. Next one. Aren't the birds amazing?
Yeah, poignant memories being shared there between Hannah Quinn Mulligan and her grandmother, Catherine Quinn, who remembers her own late mother, also called Catherine Quinn there, as both of them planted potatoes on the farm there in County Limerick during the week. Thanks to Hannah for that recording, and to Catherine too.